Here's a woman who has made the return journey to Newfoundland from her adopted home of Nova Scotia. She's nominated for ECMA Folk Recording of the Year, and we're about to hear why. Please welcome Teresa Ennis.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Cornerbrook. It's fun to be on the radio. It makes it even more interesting when it's live. Here's a song called Blue, Red, and Gray. Some people seem so obsessed with the morning, get up early just to watch the sunrise. Some people like it more when there's fire in the sky, worship the sun when it's high. Some people go for those sultry evenings, sipping cocktails in the blue, red, and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I dig every second, so long as you are on my mind. Every moment has its special charm. It's all right when you're around, rain or shine. I know a crowd who only live after midnight. Their faces always seem so pale. And then there's friends of mine who must have sunlight. They say a suntan never fades. I know a man who works the night shift. He is lucky to get a job and some pay. But I like every minute of the day. I dig every second. I can laugh in the snow and rain. I get a buzz from being cold and wet. The pleasure seems to balance out the pain. And so you see that I'm completely crazy. I even shun the south of France. The people on the hill, they say that I'm lazy, but when they sleep I sing and dance. Some people have to have those sultry evenings, cocktails in the blue, red, and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every minute of the day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My name is Teresa Ennis, and I'm from St. John's, Newfoundland. I'm very excited to be back in Cornerbrook and taking part in ECMAs this year. I'm having so much fun, and no snowstorms yet. It's not, although it sort of feels weird because it's kind of not ECMAs without a big snowstorm, getting stranded somewhere. And of course, that makes it even more fun. I'm going to sing a bunch of songs from my CD called Space, which is nominated for a folk recording of the year this year at ECMAs. So that's pretty exciting. This is a song called Annie.
Tall Annie, seen the world grow small, Annie.
So I should introduce the people up on stage with me here. This is the lovely Jillian Boucher playing fiddle with me. And I've got Joel Hunt over here on dobro and guitar this afternoon. This is a song called The Lowlands. Train is leaving shortly, there's no time for delay. He told me he'd be waiting, I'm not so sure he is. I heard that there's another one who claims that she is his. The lowlands were my home when I was but a child, and they will be my deathbed when I pass my time. I remember one summer day, the clouds began to build. We gathered the cattle which had scattered across the fields. Well, it started to rain and it continued several days. The river overflowed and the crops all went to waste. Lowlands were my home when I was but a child. They will be my deathbed when I pass my time.
much here to do. That man I love once told me it made him feel secure. It's hard to think I've been replaced, but nothing does endure. Lowlands were my home when I was but a child. They will be my deathbed when I pass my time.
Thank you. How you doing out there? You feeling good? Hey.
I think they are. My name is Jamie Fitzpatrick. This is the Performance Hour live across Atlantic Canada on CBC Radio 1. We are the very grateful guests of the good folks of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, here at the 2009 East Coast Music Awards. And Teresa Ennis,
yes.
I'm doing your Saturday afternoon showcase.
That's right. I'm having a great time. I've had a wonderful weekend. I got in on Thursday, and the weather's been beautiful, mild, 7 degrees and sunny yesterday.
Raining today.
But
just
at
like
least
where
it's
we
not...
come from?
Over... Yes, over in St. John. I feel right at home here. Foggy in this room. Raining outside. It's very homey.
I just wanted to ask you one question about your CD. It's called Space.
Yes.
It's the one that's nominated for an ECMA tomorrow night. When you first released that, I gave you a call to ask you about it, and one of the first things you said was, we didn't really start out intending to make a CD.
No.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was something that Joel here produced the CD, and we just started recording. He has like a little home studio set up, and we just recorded songs for fun and, you know, just added more stuff to it. And eventually we had enough material for a CD, and we thought it'd be a great idea to put it out. Of course, never thinking that, you know, we'd end up at East Coast Music Awards showcasing it, and but loving every second of it.
Great. She's serious when she says she recorded it at Joel's house. At the end of one song, you'll hear his dog.
Yes, his dog barks.
Who decided to cut in on the recording. Once again, Teresa Ennis.
Thank you. Actually, that's funny because we're recording another CD right now, and we've got it almost done, hoping for a spring, late spring release probably, but this next song that we're going to play is the same thing, sort of thing happened when we were recording this one. Joel has a large St. Bernard, 150-pound dog, and she's trotting. You can hear her trotting on the floor in the background. It's really cool. She's really cute. So this is a song called Gasoline Alley, which is coming out on my next CD. Here we go.
Said it's a yearning for my own backyard. I realized maybe I was wrong to leave it, to swallow up my silly country pride. Going home, running home down the gasoline alley where it started from. Thank you.
I stray to the house upon the hill, let it be known that my intentions were good. I'd be singing in my alley if I could. And if I'm called away and it's my turn to go, should the blood run cold in my veins? It's just one favor I'll be asking of you. Don't bury me here, it's too cold. Take me back, carry me home down the gasoline alley where I started from. Thank you very much. So we're gonna do one more song for you. But before I do that, I would like to say a very sincere thank you to DCMA and to all of you for coming, to Jamie Fitzpatrick and the CBC for having me be part of the live show, which is very exciting. Oopsie, I dropped my pick. I'll need that one. So this is a song called Space. It's the title track of my CD that I recorded with Joel here. And there's a funny story. He's going to kill me for telling you this because he doesn't appreciate me telling it, I guess. But there's a line in the song, the very first line. It goes, "There's a space on the mat for your boots and your gaiters. There's room on my shelf for your tea." And he wrote this song, of course, for his partner, Eleanor. And I always make fun of him and say, when he gets older, he's going to be singing to Eleanor, "There's room on my shelf for your teeth." Oh, I think that's really funny. And you know what? I think one of these days I'm going to actually sing that line. It's not going to be cool. So here's the song. It's called Space. There's a space on the mat for your boots and your gaiters. There's room on my shelf for your tea. And there's a whole empty closet with good wood and hangers. Is there space in your heart for me? There's a place I like to sit when the moon's hanging high. It's shining in the foam that's on the creek. And the dogs know your name and sleep up on the landing. Is there space in your heart for me? Truck don't owe me nothing, but I keep the thing running. So I drove it into town and cut a key, and I'll leave it right here where you'll find it in the morning. If there's space in your heart Thank you very much.
Once again, the fabulous Teresa Ennis.
Thank you so much.
And her fabulous bandmates.
Joel Hunt, Jillian Boucher. Thanks so much. Had a great afternoon. Thank you.